Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and am delighted to welcome my special guest today, Marlise Carlin, author of The Power of Peace in You, and also founder of the Simplicity of Stillness Method. Marlise has traveled globally, teaching her unique form of meditation to people of every age and culture. Her goal, as is the goal of this show, Healing From Within, is to bring knowledge and techniques, understandings and methods to free people from the painful memories or experiences that prevent positive life choices. It is in the release of these traumas or dysfunctional beliefs or sadness that we can begin to create the healthy and prosperous life we are entitled to have. People who have chronic depression and those who have suffered years of physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, bullied children, and those with eating disorders and self-worth issues are some of the people who can benefit from the SOS method that Marlise will share with us today. Hello, Marlise.
Hello. It's so nice to be here with you, Cheryl, and to everyone listening.
And to have you with me. Marlise, you know, it's been my experience as a Reiki master teacher that through experiencing the energy and emotions of my clients during sessions, I have come to understand that no one is perfect, nor are we supposed to be. And everyone on this planet has suffered some hurt or some perceived misbelief because of the actions of others and have been harmed as a result. So as wounded, let's call us citizens of the universe, we all need the tools and retraining to reclaim our personal inner power and to make changes to move past any traumas and to become healthy and productive, loving adults. It seems these hurtful childhood events may really be necessary for us to grow and to learn to use our divine gift of free will more wisely. So please tell us something about your childhood circumstances and experiences and some of the people that have influenced your way forward beyond your childhood experiences.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a household with an alcoholic, and so there was a lot of abuse, physical and verbal. And at 16, I realized it was time to go.
and that's a very difficult age for a young woman to be out there.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. And there was enormous anger and sadness that went along with that. Because, of course, I never saw myself as someone who would be off on her own at 16. You know, that wasn't, my life wasn't turning out the way I expected at all. And then I went into my own journey of alcoholism and addiction. And I believe that this also sits within our DNA. And so it's passed on unless there is the opportunity to break that cycle.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. And so a lot of what happens is sometimes it's from our youth and sometimes it actually walks in the door from the moment of birth. Because it sits in the cells of our body. And so what's so extraordinary about the simplicity of stillness and what I experienced and then developed into methodology is that this creative life force energy absolutely magnifies as it moves through the resonance of my words and the sound and the development of the music, which is the stillness session. So it allows you very lovingly to find the practice that takes you into greater awareness and begins dissolving that pain through a space of love and not trying
Let me
to
ask
figure
you,
it
Mar-
out with the mind.
Yeah, Marlise, you know, as a Reiki practitioner, I channel universal energy, which helps a person to be at peace and feel their own inner essence and to release some of the traumas of their life. Now, have you studied any of these modalities? How did you become aware of the stillness method that you're using? And how were there teachers involved? Were there journeys that you made to places
yes,
where you found?
There were many teachers. I had the good fortune of studying with masters in ancient scriptural wisdom, in meditation, in healing modality, and in evolutionary thought and science. So my life's journey has drawn me to apprentice and be very studied with these great master teachers.
As has mine, yes.
I began to understand the mind-body connection. But actually, even through all of that study, what it culminated in was this profound series of experiences that I had that really shifted my perception of what is possible for humankind that is continuing to evolve and take us into higher levels of understanding and awareness today.
Yes, you mentioned a series of life-altering energetic experiences that changed your perception. Can you tell us about what happened?
Sure. In the one of them, I awoke one morning, and instead of having this wonderful state of peace and experience of loss of suffering that I was looking for, I was in major pain. And what was happening is I was seeing in my mind's eye, like a movie screen, of everything I had done in my life that I felt ashamed of.
Oh, a life review.
But, you know, it was filled with my own judgment, you know, and my own limitations. And what it gave me in that moment was the thought that I could never experience what I was aiming toward because I wouldn't be forgiven for everything I'd done. And that, of course, is a very debilitating experience and feeling. But as I had that thought, all of a sudden, this powerful energy began to move through me. And it embraced me in such an incredible, illuminating state of love and security and, you know, way beyond anything I had ever understood. Even after 25 years of meditating, this was way beyond all of that. And I experienced it emanating through my physical body out into the space where I was, and which was, I saw evidence of this in the coming days and weeks as people began to have profound experiences, even at long distances, just as I would speak to them and begin to offer this out.
Like distant healing. What I think, Marlise, is happening is that we are in a new stage of evolution, and that those of us that are very opened to this quality of universal love and healing are actually becoming lighter in our physical body and are able to generate a very strong force of energy from within that is being channeled from above. And I have spoken to other people who are resonating with this this idea or feeling it, as I have felt it also. There are some days that I just feel in such a state of joy and happiness that I can almost see the light from within. And it does affect other people, even people who may not have an idea of all the healing modalities we've studied or read the books that we've read or been with the teachers that we've been with. Our journey is still supporting this shift in energy and in life, which is so necessary because the planet and the activities that are happening now in all the areas, the financial areas, the educational, the medical structures, they all need change. And I guess a group of people like us are part of the changes that are happening. So what is the simplicity of stillness method, which you also call the SOS? I like that.
Yes.
Easy to remember, SOS method. And how did it come about?
Well, and just to add to what you're saying is, I believe that we're all transmitting towers all the time.
Yes.
Just as a radio tower is transmitting out whatever is coming through those frequencies, those radio waves. We are all transmitting, only sometimes we're transmitting fear, anger, worry, And so that's what's going out into the world. And that's what unfortunately gets magnified by the media on and on and on, repeating over and over and over things that concern you.
Yes, every emotion.
We need to be conscious and aware of everything. Of course we need to be conscious and aware, but there's a different, what I'm speaking of. Now, as we move into higher consciousness, which everyone is, then what we're transmitting is more what is what we know and value, that peace, that love, that openness, that we are all valuable, that we can return this planet back to its natural state, you know, so that the rivers are running clean again and things like that. Not
yes,
now,
so,
but,
so,
you know, that these are all coming toward us.
Yes, so every emotion has a vibration, and it gives off an energy. And, you know, you can feel it when you walk into a place where there's anger or fear. Your body feels a pressure or uncomfortable. You know, I have found Reiki as a healing art connects to this stream of energy that we're talking about here. And there are many systems. I have spoken to many people. There is the Seraphim Blueprint system in Australia and the Reconnection Healing and the Hawaiian Arch Energy. And we're all tapping in and utilizing visualizations, meditations, and an understanding of the law of attraction to make energy connections. Because this universal field guides each of us to the methods and teachers and experiences that both serve us individually and collectively in the evolution of a particular soul and also in the consciousness of all of us. Correct?
Yes. Well, and that's the good news, is that there are ways, and that you'll continue, as you continue on your journey, you'll experience where you're guided to next.
Yes.
And with the simplicity of stillness, what I did is develop a methodology that's simple, accessible, powerful, experiential. Because in today's busy world, adding on one more thing is not what you want to do. But, you know, or not what you even feel like you can do, let's even put it that way.
Yes, a lot of people are overwhelmed.
Really overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
So what happens in the stillness sessions, there's three main elements. The stillness sessions are words and music that resonate that creative life force through sound frequencies. And simply listening to these sessions, you experience an expansion of that within you that recognizes it, that greater power within you. And then there's the three-breath awareness, which is a tool for reconnecting to this state of peace within moments. And then the simplicity of stillness practices are designed to become conscious habits.
That's a good
because
word.
Way,
a new way of being or consciously being instead of doing.
You need something to replace the old patterns as they leave you. So that when something challenging happens, you don't go directly into a knee-jerk. You go into the practice of trust because you've seen so much evidence. Then you go into the practice of making a request, finding out what is it that you're meant to do to take the next step.
That's excellent.
You go into the stillness. And then the stillness is where the inspiration arises of whatever, that infinite intelligence, you're tapping into that quantum field. And so it allows you to make more conscious choices, decisions, and then you're bringing yourself into a more conscious way of living.
Absolutely. Marlise, you write in The Power of Peace in You that intellectual knowledge rarely impacts your inner beliefs or unconscious behavior in a way that causes you to take action and develop new habits that are enduring. And the word here is enduring. We were just talking about that. So what actually might be the conditions needed for self-improvement, awareness of this higher energy? What might bring a person to the brink or the point where nothing else will do for them but to seek out energy healing?
Well, what I'll say is that we're all different, and there are different things that inform our lives. And the moment of recognizing to stay curious and to keep opening into new levels of understanding is going to be different for everyone. For many people, it's going to be the breakdown of something. you know, when life is just getting so not working, you know,
mm-hmm.
in any sense, like a loss of a relationship or, you know, a financial downturn or an illness, you know. So for many people, it happens through that. Now, there's also the curious who say, wait, I just want to keep going higher. I just want to understand even more because I'm feeling what's coming toward me. So you'll have the combination.
I think that's true. The openness and the curiosity and the need to experience life on a higher level. Once that, you know, whets your appetite, you can't help but look for the people and the solutions to your own personal problems and to that of the community. So I think this is true for people. If they don't have any sense of this energetic or inner power and they're only concerned with their physical lives, and without a connection to a higher view of life or soul connections, life can be limiting and even scary. So tell us something about a life experience or a transformation you have witnessed through the SOS method. A story where somebody, you know, was having their difficulty, and then all of a sudden, through this training, and through, they found their way out of it.
There are so many.
I know.
I've been doing this now. There's thousands. And in The Power of Peace in You, in the book that I wrote, I've put a lot of these stories in there because of who people become is so inspiring. And that's what helps all of us on our journey. Because watching how someone can go from something very difficult and challenging to bringing others greater awareness is amazing.
Yeah, I think you told, Marlise, you told the story, I like this story, of Betty, who was an attorney working below her gifts, her innate talents and abilities, as a result of being imprisoned in fear and not allowed to be the beautiful, strong, and intelligent woman because she threatened the men and old views of the male-female paradigm. Would you tell us that story? I like that story.
Sure. Well, she was an attorney, and she wasn't very self-expressed, which is kind of interesting. Why would you choose to be an attorney?
Right.
Attorneys really have to communicate, don't they?
Yes.
But also in the downturn, she had lost her job, and she came to me. And after the first stillness session, she had all these messages that came pouring through her. And she saw, actually, even a variety of healers surrounding her, informing her of the great wealth of knowledge that she already had inside. And then she saw her mother. And her mother
was in spirit?
Was
her mother in spirit?
Well, in all forms. It was shamans. It was healers from all different times, just literally surrounding her and letting her know how powerful she truly was.
And that's all she needed.
People have a lot of visions.
Yes.
Well, actually, the most important for her was she had a vision of her mother, and she recognized that her mother was not self-expressed. So now she could let go of her anger of not being taught. And then, I mean, in the days and weeks to come, she had forgiveness with her mother, and then she began expressing herself. But see, it happens naturally, because as this energy begins to expand within you, there's this inner strength, and it's almost like a voice speaks through you. And she found herself speaking out, and everything began to turn around in her life. And literally within several months' time, she was hired at one of the top law firms in Los Angeles, and she ended up second chair in a courtroom.
That's
and
great.
Had always been her dream. And as she spoke, when she sat down, her client looked at her and said, "Who are you? Are you an angel?"
Well, that's
so
what happens
really stated,
when
you know,
you're working from within. Yes, from working from within and expressing the creativity of the universe through you without fear of what others are doing around you. You have your personal power, and it's beautiful to observe in a person, and it expresses itself as a charisma or an aura of beauty and grace, right? And it is beautiful to observe, and it is beautiful for a person who has worked hard to experience that. Now, you give, Marlise, 7 basic principles which can support our experiential journey into new worlds and new insights about our lives. Can you tell us a few thoughts about energy?
Well, these are the basic principles of energy, and that energy is a universal life force that exists all around us, and it is what we are comprised of as human beings as well. And the scientists have spoken about it. They're proving it now more and more in so many different ways. And it's something that I had learned from a very young age because of being with master healers and with being with master, with the mastery of ancient scripture. Ancient scripture has spoken of this for so, so long. And as we begin to experience it, what I love with the simplicity of stillness method is you don't ever, ever have a stillness session and wonder if anything happened.
You feel it.
It's so experiential. You feel it resonating through you. You feel that tingling. And if not, you will have the visions like the woman did, or different things begin to happening. And then the really icing on the cake is you see the way you're acting and reacting has totally transformed because your awareness continues to expand.
And you're proactive instead of reactive. And whether we find this energy in nature, or name it God or infinite intelligence or source of the quantum field, at the core it is the same. And science is starting to tell us that a field of universal energy surrounds us, but they neglect to tell us how to access it. But your simplicity of stillness method, meditation, energy healing sessions, as I have studied with many teachers and share in my own sessions, are all ways to connect to this conscious energy stream. Also, human beings are vibrating at different frequencies. Would you want to say something about that?
Well,
the different frequencies
to...
or
the
way people interact with each other.
As you move into higher awareness, the frequency goes higher because peace, love, willingness, they're all a higher frequency. And that's when you'll start noticing that you have a lot of synchronicity showing up in your life and that things that surround you are so much more pleasing than maybe when you're swirling in confusion and you don't like what surrounds you.
Right.
So when you're not liking the world that surrounds you, finding the practices that take you to where you resonate on higher levels and have that awareness is everything. Because then so much of what has hurt you, in a sense, just begins dissolving. And then the other pieces of it arrive with an awareness, but now you have everything that's needed to see this awareness and begin releasing it on your own. So it's a combination of a journey. Not everything will be, quote, dissolved immediately because
of course
it's a journey.
Yes. And it's not really where we're going. We're already there. We just have to become aware of our being and not so much in the doing. Now, Marlies, you say in your book that choices should be based on heart, mind, coherence for a new way of living and for bringing this higher energy or higher consciousness into our lives. May I read something you wrote in The Power of Peace in You, which resonated with me? Okay. Love is not intellectual. It emanates from the heart. Living separate from this way of being and relating to the world will no longer be a viable option. Those who cling to old structures will find there is nothing to hold on to as outdated constructs collapse. Economies will continue to fall as they have governments will topple. And people who have not learned to live in alignment with their heart will be lost as relationships thought to be fulfilling no longer have meaning. From political leadership to close personal ties, we will witness the dissolution of humanity's mindless ambitions and endless discord and conflict. What is arising is being replaced with higher levels of courage, well-being, and self-expression. And those words are very valuable to me and to many others listening to this show. And I know there's been a major shift over the last 10 years, and many, many of us can feel it, see it, and we know we have moved from this age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius, the age of physical and material is leading now to the age of higher spiritual thoughts. And that is why we can feel the energy and the lightness of our being and the resonance of goodness and kindness coming out of people who are interested in these pursuits. Eventually, it will be the way of energy medicine and the practices of merging our physical and our spiritual life. Is that so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're seeing so much shifting and changing. And it doesn't mean that there aren't difficult times still today, and that even as you begin moving into this higher awareness, that you won't have difficulties ahead. It, what the shift is to have your perception of who you are and how you manage these difficulties shift so profoundly that it doesn't rock you, and that you actually become that eye of the storm so that you are there supporting others to go through this.
Absolutely.
That, you know, in between, of course, I mean, we're having an extraordinary life. It's amazing. But it doesn't mean that there aren't a few more rocky times ahead.
Bumps along the road will bring us to a greater spiritual sense and use of this divine energy. I want to thank you, Marlies, for sharing your discoveries of higher visions for the transformation possible for our world and your views of universal energy, love, and sharing the SOS method, or known as the Simplicity of Stillness method, which can help people access the miracle of higher consciousness and a truer understanding of who they are and how life can, should, and must be lived. For more information on Marlies Carlin, go to marliescarlin.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Marlies and I have discussed a clear path for finding your way through the thicket of your life experiences, challenge, fears, and traumas, to find the peace and gift of spirit within each of us. It is not the outside world that harms or limits our true magnificence. It is only our own fear or self-doubt. Marlies has written in her book, In Eastern Philosophy, Lord Ganesh will put an obstacle in your path when he believes it to be the best course of action to guide you to greater understanding and freedom. Most people see them as problems, but they are really gifts in disguise to cultivate inner strength required for living a life of greater meaning. We encourage you to find the greatest love and courage within yourselves and within each challenge. Embrace these impossible situations, and surely you will find the joy and higher vibration of your soul and connection to the divine. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear leaders in the fields of holistic healing, spirituality, and higher connections to universal energy. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network to hear shows.